Melchizedek priesthood. There are in the church two priesthoods, namely the Melchizedek and Aaronic. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 1. The Melchizedek priesthood, which is after the order of the Son of God, Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 3, is the greater of these. It holds the right of presidency and has power and authority over all the offices in the church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 8. It also holds the keys of all the spiritual blessings of the church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 18. It is named after a great high priest who lived during the time of the prophet Abraham. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 2 through 4. See also Alma, chapter 13, verses 14 through 19. Through the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood, church leaders guide the church and direct the preaching of the gospel throughout the world. In the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood, the power of godliness is manifest. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 20. This greater priesthood was given to Adam and has been on the earth whenever the Lord has revealed his gospel. It was taken from the earth during the great apostasy, but it was restored in May 1829 when the apostles Peter, James, and John conferred it upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. The offices of the Melchizedek priesthood are apostle, 70, patriarch, high priest, and elder. The president of the high priesthood is the president of the church. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 64 through 66. Men in the church must be worthy Melchizedek priesthood holders in order to receive the temple endowment and be sealed to their families for eternity. They have the authority to administer to the sick and give special blessings to family members and others. With the authorization of presiding priesthood leaders, they can bestow the gift of the Holy Ghost and ordain other worthy men to offices in the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthoods. When a man receives the Melchizedek priesthood, he enters into the oath and covenant of the priesthood. He covenants to be faithful, magnify his calling, give diligent heed to the words of eternal life, and live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Those who keep this covenant will be sanctified by the Spirit and receive all that the Father hath. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 33 through 44. See also Aaronic priesthood.